Dad, I have a question. What are hedge funds and private equity firms?
Hi, everybody. I'm Spencer.
And I'm Luke. And on today's episode of Dad, I have a question, we're going to be talking about private and public equity.
Okay, so we're going to start with hedge funds, which is another term for...
Public equity.
Yeah, for investors in public equity, which is the same thing as... kind of money management firms, I'd say.
Why does it have the name hedge fund?
Okay, so what these companies do is they invest money by buying and selling stocks, bonds, commodities, currencies, really anything. And the reason that that sometimes people say they invest in public equities is because they're buying shares in public companies or public bonds, basically things that anyone could buy, as compared with investing in private companies, which we'll come back to in a second,
which is more private equity.
Exactly. Where you have to basically get the permission of the company to buy the shares. Public shares, public companies, anyone can buy.
So equity is also kind of the buying and selling of companies as
yes,
well.
Yes, exactly. So the reason they're sometimes called hedge funds is sometimes these companies, they hedge their bets, meaning they invest in one company, they buy stock in one company, but they also make some other investment that is sort of counter to that first investment so that they are hedged, meaning, like, let's say they buy...
Go ahead, give an example. So, like, you would buy a lot of stock in Netflix and Hulu, for example.
Hulu's private, so you couldn't do that, but yeah, sure. But
like something that has, like, a really big similarity between companies.
How about Uber and Lyft? They're both public.
Perfect.
Okay.
So... you would buy a lot of shares of Uber and a lot of shares of Lyft. That way, if Lyft does badly, usually when one competitor doesn't do well, the other competitor does do well, because it's a really firm competition between them. So if Lyft does badly, Uber will do well, which means that, or vice versa, which means that one of your stocks will most likely do well.
Yes. Yes. And the other big thing they do sometimes is they short companies. They sell shares short, which is a whole other topic, which we'll cover at some other time, which is basically a way of betting that the stock price will go down. And so anyway, these are different mechanisms that they use to hedge, meaning to like reduce their exposure, reduce their risk, but still make investments.
The risk of not making money.
Exactly. So that's what hedge funds or public market investors, money managers, that's what they do. Private equity is a little bit more complicated. And what private equity investors do is they typically buy and sell companies. And frequently, sometimes those are public companies, sometimes private companies.
How do you do public or private equity? Is it a job? Can you invest in it?
It's a job. And these companies, they raise a fund. So let's say that you and I raised a private equity fund of $100 million. Okay. We would go out to investors and ask for the $100 million. And so some examples of investors that might give us the money might be...
colleges.
Yeah, college schools. Endowments or high schools. Or
an endowment is like when alumni pay money to the school.
Exactly. Well, alumni donate the money to the school, then there's an endowment. And so we might go to college endowments or wealthy friends, wealthy individuals. And so we'd raise $100 million for this private equity fund.
Now, but you wouldn't really have the money yet.
Exactly. So they don't really give us the money. They just give us the promise to give us the money when we need it. And we would need it when we start making investments that require us to have money. So, okay. So we have commitments for $100 million. Now we go out and we identify a company that we want to buy.
Garden hose company.
A garden hose company. Okay. So we say we want to go buy this garden hose company for how much?
$100 million?
No, let's not put our whole fund in one garden hose company.
$20 million.
Too risky. Okay, $20 million. So we're going to put 1/5 of our fund in this company. We're going to buy a garden hose company. So we find this company. We go to the CEO and the board. We say, we want to buy your company for $20 million. They say, okay. And now we need $20 million. So what do? To get the $20 million?
Oh, if they say not okay, rinse and repeat.
Okay.
With a new company.
So they say yes. So how do we get the $20 million?
From the people who promised that they would invest in us.
Exactly. So we issue what's called a capital call to those investors, meaning that we send them we call their capital. We send them an email. We say, by Tuesday, I need your portion of the $20 million. So they send us the money, and then we give it to the company that we're buying. And now we own that company, okay?
Now we own a garden hose company.
Yes. And Then let's say 5 years later, so we improve the company. How do we improve it?
We buy better garden hoses that are more efficient and sell them.
Perfect. And we expand internationally and we build a new factory that builds more hoses and
now
whatever.
We make gardening cans.
And we make watering cans. So we expand to new business lines. So 5 years later, we're ready to sell the company and we sell it for
$40 million.
$40 million. Okay. So that's great news. We sold it for $40 million. Now what we did.
We made $20 million.
We made $20 million. And so we return the money to the original investors, the pensions and the wealthy individuals that gave us the $20 million in the first place. But we don't return all of it. We keep some of it, you and I. And that
like
is...
Like a fee?
Like a fee, exactly. That is one of the two ways that private equity firms make money. It's called a promote or the carry. And usually the carry is 20% of the profit. So what was the profit when we sold the company for $40
million? We made $20 million.
Exactly, $20 million profit. And what's 20% of $20
million? 20% of $20 million is $4
million. Exactly. So we have $4 million in profit that you and I get to split. Congratulations.
And but that's not how you make...
That is how private equity firms make the most of their money is from the 20-ish percent carry. Sometimes it's more, sometimes less, but let's just call it 20% carry on their profits. They also charge what's called a management fee, which is typically 2%. So 2% of the $100 million. So that means that every year we would collect $2 million from those investors. That's the management fee. But the management fee is usually smaller than the carry as long as the fund is successful. Now, let me further complicate it. When we bought that garden hose company for $20 million, what if we didn't actually use $20 million? What if we used $5 million in cash and we borrowed $15 million from the bank?
Well, you would have to pay $15 million, but on the other hand, you would also make a lot more money. You would make $35 million.
Exactly.
But you would have to pay a certain amount of money back every year.
Okay, so we would turn the $5 million into $40 million, right? And so we 8x'd our money.
We multiplied it by 8.
We multiplied by 8 rather than doubling our money, turning 20 into 40.
Which
right?
sounds good, but you also have to pay money back.
So we borrowed $15 million, and let's say we had a 10% interest. So every year we had to pay $1.5 million of interest over those 5 years. But if the investment goes well, it's worth it. It's you pay the interest expense, but you make so much more money because you put so much less down, right? And in that case, you and I have 20% of the $35 million of profits.
But if you do badly.
If you do badly, you got big problems. And who pays the interest on the loan? No, the company does. That's what's interesting.
Oh, the garden hose company.
The garden hose company does. So if the garden hose company hits a snag, has a problem, or, you know, isn't doing well, and they can't pay the interest on the debt, then it goes bankrupt and you lose the investment. So debt can help magnify your returns in private equity, but it can also be very risky if the company doesn't do well. So that's why they sometimes call them leveraged buyouts or LBOs, because you use leverage. Leverage is just a fancy word for debt. Make sense?
Yeah.
Now that 2 and 20 is also the same way hedge funds make money. When they buy and sell stocks, they charge a 2% management fee to their investors, and they keep 20% of the profits.
But private equity firms need more money?
No, not necessarily. It depends how big the fund is and what their returns are.
Really, public equity firms buy a lot of stocks, but private equity firms buy the companies?
Typically buy companies. Exactly. That's exactly right. And a lot of private equity firms have people that work for them that specialize in how to run the companies, that help the companies improve their results. Because in that example, of course, the garden hose company has to improve in order to sell it for more. And so that's why they have a lot of operational expertise typically at the private equity fund. All right. I think we're good.
Yes. So
you want to summarize?
Sure. Public equity means buying up a lot of stock of a company, and usually the company that it's against, so that if one of the companies does bad, the other one does good, so you hedge your bets. But on a private equity firm, it's the buying and selling of companies, hoping that you make a profit, sometimes borrowing money that you'll have to pay back in the future.
Exactly. Good explanation. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, thank you. If you like what you're hearing, please leave a review.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.